This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first half of September. Almost all businesses in colonial America were family businesses, and Franklin's early September was peppered with events that affected both business and family matters. On September 1, 1730, Franklin took Deborah Reed Rogers as wife in a common law marriage, a far more common practice in the 18th century than today. All evidence suggests that Deborah Reed was as shrewd and frugal as her husband. She worked ceaselessly to bring money into the household. Contrary to the many portrayals of Franklin as a womanizer, their marriage remained a good partnership and even occasionally romantic until her death 44 years later. Surviving accounting ledgers from Franklin's print shop indicate that Deborah handled most of the transactions and accounting. She expanded the inventory to include medicinal ointments made by her mother and also the famous Crown soap made by Franklin's kin from Boston. With Deborah at the helm in their early marriage, Franklin's shop evolved from a stationer to a dry goods store, selling various foods and spices, eyeglasses, scales, fabrics, chocolate by the pound, and even mousetraps. Franklin also notes in his autobiography that Deborah would aid the business by purchasing old rags for the local papermakers. On September 11, 1743, a daughter, Sarah Franklin, was born to Ben and Deborah. A delight to both her parents, Sally ended up nursing her father in his old age and also inherited most of his estate. Sally proved to be more loyal to her father than her older brother William, whom Franklin brought to the new marriage from a still unknown mother. The Franklins also had a third child, Francis, or Frankie, who died of smallpox at the age of 4, one of the few great tragedies in Franklin's life. While living in London in 1773, and still a reluctant revolutionary, Franklin published three writings in early September in hopes of decreasing tensions between England and her American colonies. On September 8, 1773, he published An Infallible Method to Restore Peace and Harmony, followed by the satire Rules by Which a Great Empire May Be Reduced to a Small One on September 11th, and Never Too Late to Mend on September 14th. The early September pages of Franklin's second Poor Richard's Almanac in 1734 seem to anticipate the coming struggles with and independence from England. There, Franklin penned, "If you would be revenged of your enemy, govern yourself." And in early September of 1747, the frugal, teetotaling Franklin noted that, "What maintains one vice would bring up two children." As a father who avoided vice and helped raise two children, he would know. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.